ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। Seeing those cows, old cows, which are brought to the Yajnashala to be given away as Dakshina, little boy, young boy Nachiketaha, started thinking. He was reminded of the counterproduction of improperly performing a ritual. Even though the ritual was performed properly, even though all the gifts were given properly, because of this one gift, one dakshina, as I said already, I don't want to use the term gift, this one dakshina, in the form of cows, which were not good ones, because of giving away this old cows, his father would lose the benefit of the performance of this entire ritual. So he was thinking, what he was thinking in his mind, we saw, we have to see the mantra. So prathamodhyaye prathama valyam prathamayam valyam. I must say prathamodhyaye prathama valyam. Tritiyaha mantraha, the third mantra. Mantra number 3. As we have seen already, seeing the cows, what was Nachiketaha thinking? That is discussed in this third mantra. So Shankaracharya says, katham iti uchyate. It is said in this mantra, how Nachiketas was thinking in his mind. Pitodaka jagdhatrinaha dugdhadoha nirindriyaha anandanamate lokas tansagachati tadadat. Pitodaka jagdhatrinaha dugdhadoha nirindriyaha anandanamate lokas tansagachati tadadat. See, what will be the effect of improperly performed ritual? If the dakshina is not given properly, as ordained by this shastram, then the improperly given dakshina makes the ritual also improperly performed. Then, if the ritual becomes improperly performed, not only the performer, the yajamana, will not enjoy the benefit, in fact, he will have to go through the counterproduction of that ritual. So it is said, how are the cows, pitodakaha, jagdhatrinaha, dugdhadohaha, nirindriyaha, all these four words describe the cows. And the Upanishad says, This is Nachiketa was, Nachiketaha was thinking. Staha dadat. See, dadat is a shatruanta shabdaha. Dadati dadat. Gachati gachan patati patan likati likan. In mass gender, it is how the participles become formed with shatruanta, shatru affix. But only for dadati, it never becomes dadan, only dadat. Giving. Taha dadat. The person who gives those cows. Saha gachati. He goes. The person who gives those cows, cows of those category, cows of those inferior caliber, goes. Saha gachati. Where? Tan loka. Tan. He goes to those worlds. Which worlds? The worlds which are said to be worlds of unhappiness. Anandaha lokaha. Ye te lokaha. Anandaha nama lokaha. Those worlds are said to be what? Anandaha. The worlds of unhappiness. It is to those worlds, the person who gives those cows goes. So what pita udakaha jagdattinaha? So pita udakaha, now pita udakaha, as I said, all these four words are descriptions. Four words describe the cows which were given. So goho, gauhu, gavaha. Gavaha is a plural word. So of meaning cows. Those cows were pitodakaha, jagdhatrinaha, dugdha dohaha, nirindriyaha. Okay. Te lokaha, anandaha nama. Taha dadat. Yaha taha dadat saha tan gachati. Let us understand here. In the commentary, Shankaracharya says, I am reading the commentary now. Okay. Pita udakaha, pitam udakam yabihi. He says, Shankaracharya says, dakshinarthaha gavaha. Dakshinarthaha gavaha. Cows which were specifically brought for giving away as dakshina. Dakshinarthaha. Cows which were brought for the purpose of giving away as dakshina. Dakshinarthaha gavaha. Viseshyante. Dakshinarthaha gavaha viseshyante. See that as I said, dakshina, artha means for the purpose of, for the sake of. Like bhojanartham griham gachati. A person goes home for eating. The purpose of eating. Like the purpose is implied there. For eating. Like a dakshinarthaha gavaha. Cows which were brought to the yajnashala for the purpose of giving away as dakshina. Now those cows are viseshyante. Viseshyante. They are specified. Specified. Viseshyante, they are specified. They are described. Cows are described, cows are specified. And which, how? Pitodakaha is a compound word. Pitam udakam yabihi. Taha pita udakaha. Pita means drunk. You know very, very well. Pa is the root and ta is the ta affix. Pita is a past passive participle. which means drunk. Peetam udakam. Udakam means water. Peetam udakam yabihi taha peeta udakaha gavaha. Peetodakaha gavaha means those cows were very old, that they water has been drunk enough by them living all these years. Those cows by whom water has been drunk already, which means what? They cannot drink water anymore. They already have drunk their water enough. No, now they cannot drink water anymore. Very old. Pitaudakaha. Pitaudakaha. Then jagdhatrinaha. See, jagdham trinam. Jagdham trinam yabhihi. Jagdham means what? Very unusual verb. Therefore, Shankaracharya writes, bhakshitam. Bhakshitam, eaten, chewed, eaten. Jagdham means bhakshitam, eaten. Again, participle, past passive participle. Bhakshitam trinam yabhihi. Those cows by whom grass has been eaten. Grass was eaten means they finished eating the grass. They're too old to eat, even drink, even to eat anymore. They're incapable of drinking water, incapable of eating the grass anymore. Very old and worn out. They have eaten. So jagdhatrinaha, those cows by whom grass has been eaten. No, they can't eat anymore. Jagdhatrinaha. Jagdham bhakshitam trinam yabhihi taha jagdhatrinaha. Now it's homework for you, okay? You must, in Sanskritam class, you must remember which samasa it is. Then dugdha dohaha. See, dugdha means milked. Milked. Again, past passive participle. Dohaha, dohanam means milking, gerund. Dugdham or dugdaha means milked. Dohanam, doha means milking. So, dugdha dohaha. Dugdha dohaha. Means dugdaha dohaha. Kshirakhyaha yasam. Those cows of whom milk, the milking of the milk has happened. Means they have been milked, milked and milked, milked, that they cannot yield any more milk. There's nothing more to milk from them. So dugdha doha, kshira akhyaha yasam, doha yasam. Yasam, of whom kshirakhyaha, the milking of the milk, milked, milk has happened. Dugdha dohaha means those cows have yielded milk, but now they're old, they cannot produce any more milk. Nothing more can be milked from them. Dugdha dohaha. Then nirindriyaha. So indriya rahitaha. So our indriyam yasu nasti. Taha nirindriyaha. They are devoid of potency. They're in, okay, they do not have any energy, they do not have any potency, they do not have any potentiality, they do not have any power. Nirindriyaha. Indriya rahitaha. Shankaracharya says, aprajanan samarthaha. Aprajanan samarthaha. Please make a note. Jananam means birth. Prajananam also means birth or creating, procreating, reproducing is prajananam. Aprajanan samarthaha. So, prajananam kartum asamarthaha. Prajananam kartum asamarthaha. Aprajanan samarthaha. They're incapable of procreating, incapable of reproducing their species. Aprajanana samarthaha. Prajanana samarthyam yasam nasti. Taha aprajanana samarthaha. They're incapable. Samarthaha means capable. Capable of reproducing, procreating. Prajanana samarthaha means na prajanana samarthaha, aprajanana samarthaha. Those cows are incapable of reproducing their species. Therefore, what? They're of no use at all. They're completely jirnaha, old and worn out. So they are useless. They can't yield milk, they can't drink, they can't eat, they can't reproduce. So they cannot be, they cannot be used for any other purpose. Therefore, nishphalaha, nishphalaha, nishphalaha. Nishphalaha means what? Non-beneficial, beneficial. Useless. Nishpalaha. So, palarahitaha. Nishpalaha. Useless, worn out, old cows. Gavaha ityartaha. This is the meaning. Now, this whole paragraph here, this explains the four words describing the condition of the cows. Okay. Nishpalaha gavaha ityartaha. This is the meaning of those four words describing the condition of the cows. Next. Yaha, those cows which. Yaha taha. Yas taha. Yaha taha. Those cows which are. Evam bhutaha, which are of this description. Evam bhutaha means which are in this manner. Evam bhutaha. Evam bhavati means happens in this manner. Evam bhutaha, which were in this condition. Those cows which were in this condition, which were of this description, those cows. Now, gaha, gaha means, it's an objective plural form. Kaus, pasukkalai, ritvigbhyaha, ritvigbhyaha, ritvigbhyaha to the priests. Dakshina buddhya, with the thought of giving them away as dakshina. Dakshina buddhya. The thought of those cows as dakshina, giving away as dakshina. Dadat. Dadat is the word used in the mantra. Shankaracharya gives a meaning prayachan. Dadati is equal to prayachati. Dadati gives, prayachati gives, dadat prayachan. So the person giving, dadat means giving, prayachan giving, the person giving the cows the person giving the spouse. The next word, anandaha. Anandaha is equal to what? Anandaha. Anandaha is equal to anandaha. Anandaha is equal to asukaha. Shankaracharya gives two words, anandaha, asukaha, as meaning of this word anandaha. Please make a note. Anandaha is a word, an adjective describing the worlds. Anandaha lokaha. Okay. The word nandaha is a noun. Nandaha means joy, happiness. Nandaha. Nand is the root. Nandati is the verb. Nandati. Nandati, nandataha, nandanti. So nandaha, nandanam means what? Joy. And if we add the prefix a, anandaha also means happiness, fullness, happiness. Nandaha, happiness. Anandaha also means happiness. Sukham also means happiness. So, worlds where there is no happiness. Yasmin loke or yeshu lokeshu nandaha nasti. Those worlds where there is no happiness or anandaha lokaha. Na nandaha yeshu lokeshu. Na nandaha yeshu lokeshu. Te lokaha anandaha lokaha. The worlds in which or where there's no happiness. Na anandaha yeshu lokeshu. Na anandaha yeshu lokeshu. Te anandaha lokaha. Anandaha is equal to anandaha. So, na sukham yeshu lokeshu, te lokaha, asukaha lokaha. Na sukham yeshu lokeshu, te asukaha lokaha. What does it mean? Anandaha lokaha, anandaha lokaha, asukaha lokaha means worlds of unhappiness, worlds of grief, worlds of sorrow. Nama. Iti yetat. Ityetat. Ye. Those words which are said to be what? Worlds of unhappiness. Worlds of grief. Worlds of sorrow. Those worlds. Lokaha. Tam sahayajamanaha gacchati. Saha yajamanaha tan gacchati. That worshipper, saha yajamanaha, that worshipper, that yajamanaha goes to those worlds which are worlds of sorrow, worlds of grief, worlds of unhappiness. Which yajamana? The yajamana giving the cause of this description to the priests. The person giving the cause of this description, cause of this condition to the Ritviks. Having the thought of, having the idea of giving those cause as dakshina. Dakshina buddhya dadat purushaha. That's understood. Prayachan purushaha. Anandaha, anandaha, asukaha nama ityetat ye te lokaha tan sahayajamanaha gacchati. So this performer of this yajna, when performance, the worshipper of this worshipper, the yajamana involved in this ritual, goes to those worlds of unhappiness, giving the cause of this description, cause of this worst condition, to the priest with the thought of giving this cause as dakshina. Okay, this is the meaning. Is it clear? Clear? Okay. I'm going to the next mantra. So this was, now we have to remember, Nachiketaha, being exposed to the Shastram, coming from a very great cultural background, and remembers the ill effect of giving the improper dakshina. Therefore, now he is really worried. The next mantra, what he is going to do, we are going to see that. So we have to assume, with the help of Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, we have to assume that this young boy was really concerned that this improperly given dakshina should not convert this ritual into an improperly performed ritual. Thereby, it should not become counterproductive, that my father should not lose the enjoyment of the benefit of this ritual. So he thought something must be done to compensate this. He thought he himself was his father's possession. So if all one's possessions must be given away, means himself being if son, he himself should be given away. That too, giving away one's own son, also as dakshina, will make my father as a total donor, completely has given away everything. So he will definitely, he can enjoy the benefit. He will not lose the benefit of performing this ritual. Especially this particular dakshina, in terms of this giving away the old cows, should not prevent my father from enjoying the benefit of this ritual. But the Shastram does not say even one's own sons also should be given away. That Shastram does not say. All one's possessions should be given away means the wealth should be given away, not one's own sons. Shastram does not say that. But still, this Nachiketaha takes that himself to be one of the dearest possessions of his father. So he thought he also should be given away to some priest or the other as dakshina. Thereby, his father's ritual will become well performed, properly performed. So having this thought in his mind, he goes to his father and he talks to him. So what does Nachiketaha talk? What did he speak to his father? Let us see here. Saha. Okay, let us see the mantra first. Sahovacha pitaram. Sahovacha pitaram. Sahovacha pitaram. Tata. Kasmai mam dasyati iti saho vacha pitaram tata kasmai mam dasyati iti. சகோவாச்ச பிதரம் தத கஸ்மை மாம் தாஸ்யதி இதி. த்விதீயம் த்ருதீயம் தகும்ஹோவாச்ச த்விதீயம் த்ருதீயம். We have to stop with த்ருதீயம் only. சகோவாச்ச பிதரம் தத கஸ்மை மாம் தாஸ்யதி இதி த்விதீயம் த்ருதீயம். தம் ஹோவாச்ச தம் ஹோவாச்ச மிருத்யவே த்வா ததாமீதி மிருத்யவே த்வா ததாமீதி. Now you can understand, father was very busy, highly preoccupied. Imagine, such a big ritual has been performed and he was so preoccupied in arranging, in giving the dakshinas to so many people, the priests and also other participants who were in the assembly, who had assembled there. So preoccupied. Until all the people leaves with satisfaction, he had to be there. So he's so preoccupied and busy. He did not have any time to spare his attention for anything else. It was in that situation, this Nachiketaha goes to his father. And he tells him, Saha ha uvacha. Pitaram. Saha ha uvacha pitaram. Means saha pitaram uvacha. You now take that ha away. Okay. Ha is nipata here. Saha pitaram uvacha. Uvacha means uktavan. He said to his father. He asked his father. He said to his father. Tata kasmai mam dasyati. Kasmai mam dasyati. Dad, whom will you give me to? Kasmai, whom? Mam dasyati, will you give me to? Whom will you give me to? Kasmai mam dasyati iti. He asked. So he thought his father must be knowing he should give away me also to somebody. So he's asking. Father did not even pay attention. He's a playful boy. He did not even pay attention. His own dearest child. He didn't pay any attention to this child's question. He was so busy. And Nachiketaha would not leave. Dvitiyam varam uvacha. Second time he asked. Father just ignored. Tritiyam varam uvacha. Third time also he asked. Then tam uvacha. When tam ha uvacha. When he asked third time also, then the third time when he pestered, and he really, his attention was diverted. So he got angry. He was really annoyed. He said to this boy, Twam mrityave dadami. Twa is equal to Twam mrityave dadami. Mrityuhu ukaranta shabda. I give you to mrityu, Lord Death. I give you to mrityuhu, Lord Death. Twam mrityave dadami. Yes, I'm going to give you to Lord of Death. But he said this statement because he was annoyed. He was irritated. When he was preoccupied, he was disturbed. So he was annoyed. So he just said, but he really did not mean it. Now let us see the Bhashyam. Hey Tata, oh Dad, Mom, kasmai dasyasi, whom will you give me to? Iti ha sahapitaram uvacha. He asked his father, he said to his father, Dvitiyam, తృతీయం చ ఉవాచ మృత్యవే త్వా దదామి ఇతిహ పితా తం ఉవాచ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ యూ టు లార్డ్ యమ said the father to his son to Nachiketaha. So Vajasravasaha said to Nachiketaha, I am going to give you away to Lord of Death. Okay. Even though father did not mean, son was very serious about it. Why? Because Nachiketaha was always conscious of Shastra teaching. If a word comes out of the mouth, then it becomes a word given, it becomes a promise. Wherever you say something, whatever you say must be kept up. But here, this father did not say this somewhere on the road. You know, somewhere casually he did not say. He uttered this statement where in the Yajnashala, the place of rituals, where so many highly qualified tapasvis, people of penance, the sages were there, Brahmanaha were there, and they were all chanting mantras. Mantra statements of facts. Yajnashala, where all the devatas were invoked. Yajnashala, place of worship. And there, the place of Veda mantras, the place of invocation of devatas, it is Yajnashala, Yagashala. So there he uttered, therefore, and that statement becomes a promise, which means a promise must be kept up. Therefore, we'll see what's going to happen later on. Okay. If that promise is not kept up, the person does not go by his word, then what happens? Again, as a person of falsehood, this father would lose his benefit of performing these rituals. Very ritual. Lot of thinking was going on in the mind of Nachiketaha. Look at this. What he thinks. Tadevam, tadevam. Sometimes tade is simply used. Okay, that. Evam, in this manner, kratva sampatti nimittam. Kratva sampatti nimittam. Please make a note. Kratuhu means ritual. Kratoho asampattihi. Kratu asampattihi. Shashtiyat purusha sammasaha. Kratoho asampattihi. Kratu asampattihi. Kratu asampattihi yansandhi kratva sampattihi. Sampattihi has, the word sampattihi has so many meanings. One of the meanings is well-known meaning, wealth, prosperity, wellness. Wealth, prosperity, asset, etc. The well-known meanings. Another meaning is also there. Accomplishment, achievement is also there. Meanings of the word sampattihi. And sampattihi, see, a proper performance of ritual is a wealth. So proper performance is implied by the word sampattihi. The wealth of proper performance of the ritual is what? Sampattihi. Asampattihi means opposite of the wealth of proper performance of ritual. It implies what? Improper performance of ritual. Asampattihi means improper performance of ritual, which contributes for the loss of the benefit. Asampattihi. So, either asampattihi means improper performance. Kratu asampattihi. Kratoho asampattihi. Improper performance of the ritual. Kratu asampattihi. Kratva sampattihi. So, improper performance of ritual. So, kratva sampatti nimittam. Nimittam means what? But that becomes the reason. That becomes the reason. It means due to the improper performance of the ritual, pituhu anishtam palam. Anishtam palam. Palam means the benefit, the result. Ishtam palam, desired fruit, desired result. Anishtam palam, undesired, unwanted result. Ishtam palam, desired, wanted result. Anishtam palam, undesired, unwanted result. So positive result is ishtam palam. Negative result is undesired, unwanted result. So anishtam palam, unwanted, undesired, failure, negative result for my father, somehow nivaraniyam. The negative result, what's the negative result? The negative result or the undesired, unwanted failure, negative result due to the improper performance of ritual somehow should be removed, nivaraniyam. That result should be prevented from happening, nivaraniyam. For my father, pituhu anishtam palam, kratva sampatti nimittam anishtam palam pituhu nivaraniyam. Undesired result due to the improper performance of ritual should be somehow prevented for my father. By whom? Maya putrena sata. By me, being a son. How? Atma pradanena api. By me, being a son. Atma pradanena, by giving myself. Atma pradanena api. See, pradanam means giving. Atma pradanena, by giving myself, somehow the undesired result of my father, for my father, should be prevented from happening by me being a son. Putrena sata maya pituhu anishtam palam nivaraniyam atma pradanena api. This is what Nachiketa was thinking. Look at this. How affectionate, caring son he was. So, kratu sampattim kritva atma pradanena api. Kratu sampattim kritva. Kritva, making the improper performance of ritual a proper performance of ritual. Converting it into a proper performance. Krato sampatyam kritva. Krato sampatyam kritva. Making the ritual a proper performance. Making it a proper performance. How? By giving myself. as a son. Kritva. So until you can listen. Devam. Krattu sampatti nimittam pituhu anishtam phalam maya putrena sata nivaraniyam atma pradanena api katu sampattim krutva ityevam matva iti evam matva iti tas evam matva having thought thus iti evam matva having thought thus, having thought in this manner, having thought in which manner, somehow, the improper performance of ritual must be converted into a proper performance of ritual. So making the ritual a proper performance of ritual, making it a proper performance, by giving myself somehow undesired result due to the improper performance somehow must be prevented by me as a son. Is it clear? Okay. Evam matva iti evam matva. So kratu sampattim kritva iti evam matva, having thought thus. Pitaram upagamya, going near his father, saha ha uvacha pitaram. Saha ha uvacha pitaram. See, why did he approach his father? Why did he go near the father? Why did he say this? The reason is given by Shankaracharya. Shankara Bhagavatpada gives us what was going on in the mind of Nachiketaha. The mantra does not say that. This boy, just mantra only says the boy goes to his father and asks him, Dad, whom are you going to give me to? He is only asking. But Shankaracharya tells, iti evam matva, having thought thus, having thought what? Having thought that undesired negative result of my father due to the improper performance of the ritual should be somehow prevented from happening by me being a son. Atma pradanena api, by giving myself, making the improper performance into a proper performance of the ritual. So having thought thus, evam matva pitaram upagamya, going near the father, saha ha uvacha pitaram, he said to his father, he tata, he, you know, the he is always used in vocative case. He, bho. In English you say hi, you know, like that, he. Okay. Tata. See, tata is an expression used in the mantra. But what is the expression actually? What's the actual word? Tataha. Tataha means father. I told you many times, tataha should not be taken as Tamil tata. In Tamil language, tata means grandfather. But here, tataha is father. So, tataha. In vocative case, tata. Hey, tata. Oh, dad. Kasmai Ritvik Viseshaya. Kasmai Ritvik Viseshaya. Okay. Tas kasmai to whom? Ritvik Viseshaya. Ritvik Viseshaha means a specific priest. A particular priest. Ritvik Visishtaha Yaha. Saha. Ritvik Viseshaha. Viseshaha Ritvik. Ritvik Viseshaha means a specific priest. A particular priest, not anybody. Okay, so he's asking, to which specific priest, to which particular priest, Mam Dasyasi, will you give me as Dakshina, Dakshinartham, for a Dakshina, for the purpose of giving a Dakshina, Dakshinartham, for the purpose of Dakshina, to whom, to which specific priest, Mam Dasyasi, will you give me? Dasyasi is equal to Prayachasi. You know, it must be Prayasyasi. Okay? Prayachasi is a present tense verb. Dasyasi is a future tense verb. Dasyasi, you will give. Kasmai Mam Dasyasi, whom will you give me to? Prayachasi, whom do you give me to? So, which is always Prayasyasi. Anyway, Prayachasi, whom do you give me to? Whom will you give me to? Specifically to which priest? He asks. Then, evam uktena, pitra. Evam uktena pitra. This boy goes and asks, who cares? He was a young boy. Father did not pay any attention at all to him. So, evam uktaha pita. The father who was told thus, who was asked thus by him. Evam uktena pitra. By the father who was told thus, who was asked thus, evam in this manner, uktena pitra, by the father who was told in this, asked in this manner, who was told thus, was asked thus, upekshyamanaha api. Upekshyamanaha api, though he was being ignored. Though this little boy, young boy Nachiketaha, was being ignored by his father who was asked thus. Uktena pitra upekshyamanaha api. Upekshyamanaha. He was being ignored by his father who was asked thus. Asked what? Dad, whom will you give me to? Whom will you give me to? This boy was ignored. Okay. Please make a note. Iksh is the dhatu. Root is iksh. Ikshate, sees. But when you say apa ikshate, apekshate, apekshate, needs, requires. Upekshate, ignores. Upekshya, passive was upekshyate, is ignored. Upekshyamanaha is being ignored. Upekshyate is ignored. Upekshyamanaha is being ignored. Upeksha, apeksha, difference, okay? Two different prefixes, upa and apa. Okay. Upekshyamanaha api. Though this young boy Nachiketaha was being ignored by his father who was asked us, he would not let him go. He would not leave him. Dvitiyam, second time. I'm adding the word Dvitiyam Varam Uvacha. Dvitiyam Varam Prishtavan. Second time he asked, Tata kasmai mam dasyasi? He still did not answer. Whom are you going to give me to? No answer. He would not go. Tritiyam varam api uvacha. Tritiyam api uvacha. Tritiyam means what? Third. We have to supply the word varam. Tritiyam varam api uvacha. Third time also he asked. Dvitiyam varam, tritiyam varam api uvacha. Third time also he asked. What did he ask? Kasmai mam dasyasi? Kasmai mam dasyasi? Iti. Kasmai mam dasyasi? Kasmai mam dasyasi? Iti. Whom will you give me to? Whom will you give me to? Who are you going to give me to? He asked second time. He asked third time also. In spite of being ignored by his father. Understand? Upekshamanaha api dvitiyam tritiyam api uvacha kasmai mam dasyasi kasmai mam dasyasi iti. Second time, third time also he asked in spite of being ignored by his father. Okay. The father thinks a boy of his age should be simply sitting there watching what was going on there, enjoying, okay, all the eatables available there. Lots of snacks must have been available. Imagine, in ordinary pujas, we get so many snacks. Such a big festive, big ritual. And in royal treatment, must have been happy for all the people. Okay, enjoying eatables and lots of fruits and eatables. He must be sitting and watching quietly or playing around. That's what he must be doing, boy of his age. But he was behaving like a very mature person. Though he was very young physically, but mentally was very mature. But so the father got annoyed. Why? Because, Nayam kumaraswabhavaha iti kruddaha san. Na ayam kumaraswabhavaha. Ayam kumarasya swabhavaha na. Kumarasya swabhavaha, kumaraswabhavaha. Behavior of a young boy. Kumarasya swabhavaha, kumaraswabhavaha. Ayam swabhavaha. This behavior is not of a young boy. This is not the behavior of a young boy. This should not be the behavior of a young boy. He should not be behaving like this here. Na ayam kumara subhavaha. He was unnecessarily interfering into elders' matters. So, na ayam kumara subhavaha. This is not the behavior of a young boy. This should not be the behavior of a young boy. Iti, thus, kruddha san, kruddhas san. San being kruddha, angry. Being angry, getting angry. Pita tam ha putram kila uvacha. Pita tam putram kila uvacha. Father, indeed, said to him, father said to him, Pita tam putram, leave that ha and kila, okay? Father, of course, indeed, said to him, Pita tam uvacha. Pitatam uktavan. How did he say? Kruddhasan, being angry. Why was he angry? Thinking it was not the behavior of a young boy. Na ayam kumara subhavaha iti. Kruddhasan, pitatam ha putram kila uvacha. Mrityave. Vaivasvataya, mrityave vaivasvataya, twa, twam, ददामि इति, मृत्यवे त्वा ददामि इति, I give you to Lord Yama, which means I am going to give you to Lord Yama. Mrityu, Lord of Death. Who is Lord of Death? Vaivasvataha. Why he is called Vaivasvataha? Because he is son of sun. He is S-O-N of S-U-N. What is name of the sun? Vivasvan. Vivasvataha apatyam puman vaivasvataha. This you know very well. Lord Yama, Lord of Death, is always said to be Surya Bhagavan's son. Therefore, he is called Vaivasvataha. So, Vaivasvataya mrityave tvam dadami. Tva unnai is equal to what? Tvam unnai kodupen, kodukkiren, kodukka irukkiren. I am going to give you away to Lord Yama. Vaivasvata, mrityuhu, the son of sun, Surya Bhagavan. And I'm sure you will not ask me why Surya Bhagavan is called Vivasvan. Again, Vivas means energy, the source of food, the source of energy. Our Suryan is called Vivasvat. Vivas yasya asti saha Vivasvat. In nominative case, Vivasvan. Vivasvataha apatyam puman vaivasvataha. So, I am going to give you to the son of Vivasvan, the vaivasvataha, Lord of Death. Mrityave vaivasvataya tvam dadami iti. So, it is made very clear. Definitely, when he uttered this statement, I'm going to give you to Lord Yama. When Vajashravasaha said this statement in a Yajnishala, he really did not mean, he did not say it thoughtfully, but he said it in anger, thoughtlessly. So, when we do something thoughtlessly in anger, we have to regret later on. So he also, we are going to see, there will be a problem for him also. Understand? Okay. The next mantra. As I said already, see, in Vedic culture, if a word comes out of the mouth, it is an oral activity. Vachikam karma. Vachikam karma. If a word comes out of a mouth, if a meaningful word comes out of a mouth, it's a vachikam karma, it's an oral activity. And whether you mean it, you do not mean it, whether you say consciously or mechanically, a word uttered is an uttered word. It will produce a result. It's an action. Every action produces a result. Whether you like it or not, that is law of karma. Mental activity, physical or activity, oral activity, any action, mental, physical or oral, will definitely produce a result. Not only physical activity. If you think something consciously, and the thinking will produce the result. That is why we should try to, we do not have say over our own thoughts. That is why in order not to entertain wrong thoughts, better keep your mind busy in thinking of something good so that unwanted thoughts do not come. So when you say something also, be conscious of what you are saying before you say it. Because once a word comes out of the mouth, it is an already action finished. The act of the oral activity is over. done. It will produce a result. That is why we always say, even when we are scolding children, Swamiji Usha, please don't scold them. You know, in India, people sometimes when parents get angry, they call, oh, harsh, okay, or kalda. They don't say all wrong words and bad words. Go to hell. Get lost. Such expressions we do not say. Even however angry you are, that's why be very careful. When you say, you don't really mean it. When you get very angry, but you say what? Get lost. Go to hell. Then afterwards, you really do not mean it, but you say it. Once said means you can't change. Take it back. Karma is over. Karma done. Action done. It will produce a result. That is why we have to be very, very, very conscious of what you are speaking, what you are saying. Word expressed in the form of writing or speaking is a vachikam karma. That will be careful. And here, suppose it's called vak tapas. Being conscious of what I'm speaking is also what? A discipline in terms of speech is vak tapas. Very important for a spiritual aspirant to follow this discipline. So here, when this Nachiketa's father, though he did not mean it, in anger, mechanically, okay, he said this. But the place where he said this, wherever he said it, it was said. But he said this in the very Yajnashala, as I already said. And if in the Yajnashala, when he uttered this statement, it really is a promise. It becomes a promise. And for a person who is aspiring for such a big result of going to heaven and perform such a big ritual called unimaginably highly expensive ritual called this Vishwajit Yaga, for such a person, great person, no, going against his word is not proper. He has to keep up his promise. And just by going against his word, oh, sorry, 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 I did not mean, you know, you were irritating me, my baby. I just told you in a hurry, no, I just told you simply, you can't go ahead, like, go against your promise. If Vajashravasaha goes against his promise, he does not keep up his promise, then what would happen? He becomes a person of falsehood, untruthful person. Then he becomes a non-righteous person, unethical person. Then this ritual will not become effective. It becomes counterproductive also. Therefore, this boy, though he was physically very young, mentally very mature, we can understand how Nachiketas is, or we can understand how Nachiketas is perfectly eligible, qualified for aspiring for Brahma Vidya. He was a boy of all virtues. And then the way he was thinking, everything in keeping with the Shastra also shows he was perfectly qualified for aspiring for Brahma Vidya. Okay. Now, fifth mantra, we begin with first CD, first sentence of the Bhashyam. Saha evam uktaha putraha. See, putraha ekante, putra ekante. When visarga, whenever it is followed by ekara, it becomes dropped. Saha evam uktaha putraha. The son who was told thus, what was he told? I'm going to give you to Lord Yama, Mrityu, Vaivasvata. Saha, evam uktaha putraha, saha putraha. That son who was told thus by his father, that Nachiketaha, that boy, the son of Vajasravasaha, who was told by his father thus, that he was going to be given to Lord Yama. What did he do? He was not at all worried about his being sent to Yamaloka, to Lord Yama. No, he was not bothered about his being sent to Lord Yama. But he was concerned about something else. Ekante in private, ekante in private, all by himself, in his own mind, ekante in private, paridevayan chakara. See, paridevayan chakara is a past perfect tense verb. Please make a note. Div and dev, we have the roots. Okay. Paridevati is a verb. Paridevati. Paridevati means wails, weeps, cries, laments. Paridevati, laments. Now, paridevanam, lamenting. So, paridevayan chakara means he lamented. He was worried. He lamented in private. Ekante paridevayan chakara means paridevitavan. Ekante paridevitavan. Ekante paridevayan chakara. In private, he lamented. Means he was highly disturbed mentally. Okay. How? Katham? Iti uchyate. It is said here how he was highly disturbed, how he lamented in private. When he lamented in private, when this boy Nachiketaha was told by his father that he would be given away to Lord Yama. Okay, look at this. See, Nachiketaha was very humble, very polite. At the same time, he never underestimated himself. He knew what he was. He also thought that his father also was aware of his potentiality, capability. So now in this mantra, we'll see what was he lamenting in private. Bahunamemi prathamo, bahunamemi madhyamaha. Bahunamemi prathamo, bahunamemi madhyamaha. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam, yanmayadya karishyati. Kim svidyamasya kartavyam, kim svidyamasya kartavyam. You can say kim svidyamasya kartavyam, kim svidyamasya kartavyam, yamasya kim svid kartavyam, kim svid yamasya kartavyam, yan mayadya karishyati, yan mayadya karishyati. பஹூநாமேமி பிரதமோ பஹூநாமேமி மத்யமஹ, பஹூநாமேமி பிரதமோ பஹூநாமேமி மத்யமஹ. கிகம் ஸ்வித்யமஸ்ய கர்த்தவ்யம் யன்மயாத்ய கரிஷ்யதி. ஓகே, சோ நச்சிகேதாஹ was a boy of confidence. He was a boy of virtues, he was a boy of confidence, boy of clarity in terms of dharma. Because of his unflinching faith in the shastram and in his firmness in following the instructions of the way of life of the shastra. So he says, Bahunam Yemi Prathamaha. Okay. Bahunam Yemi Madhyamaha. Bahunam Yemi Prathamaha. Bahunam Yemi Madhyamaha. Kim Swid. Kim Swid. Yamasya Kartavyam. Yant Yad Maya Adya Karishyati. Let us see the meaning here. He says, Bahunamemi Prathamaha. See, let us understand this verb, Yemi. Is Emi second conjugation? Okay, there's a root E. E means Gacchati. E means E is root E. From there you get the verb Yeti. From this root E, you derive the verb eti. Eti means gachati, goes. Emi, first person, I go. Aham emi, saha eti. He goes, I go. Aham emi, I go. Understand? Eti, emi. Gachati, gachami. Eti, emi. This second conjugation verb. Okay. Now, Prathamaha Yemi. I go as the first and the best. The word Prathamaha literally means first. It implies here the best also. I go as the first. I go as the best. Okay. Aham Prathamaha. The Aham is implied here. Prathamaha Yemi. I go as the first and the best. Of whom Bahunam. Bahunam means of the many. I go as the first and the best. Of many. Of whom? Many means of whom? Of many students, many disciples, many sons. Okay. Sometimes in the Gurukulams, the students all students, the disciples are always considered as the sons of the guru also. That's the culture. So, he says, but we are going to see. And for him, this the father was a guru also. Therefore, he was a disciple as well as a son. Therefore, he says, Bahunam Prathamaha Yemi. Bahunam Emi Madhyamaha. Okay. I go. So Bahunam implies Bahunam Sishyanam Aham Prathamaha Emi. I go as the first and the best of many students. Among many disciples, there's so many disciples my father has, and among or of many disciples, I go as the first, as the best. Which means I go as the first of the best of his disciples. I go as the first of the best of his disciples. I go as the first of the best of his disciples. Bahunam uttamanam sishyanam aham prathamaha evi. Okay. The next, bahunam madhyamaha evi. So bahunam madhyamaha evi means of all those disciples of mediocre category, of many disciples, all the disciples are not the best. There are many students, many disciples who are the best. Among the best of the students, disciples of my guru and father, I go as the first. Then, madhyamaha yemi, of or among the many of the students, disciples of mediocre category, also I go as the first. Which means, we are going to understand later on, whatever is expected of the best of the students as a duty, I will be able to do it. I will do it. Whatever is expected of the best of the students, whatever service, whatever duty is expected of the best disciples, in doing that duty of a disciple, I will be the first. Then, whatever duties are ordained specifically for the students of mediocre category, in doing that duty of a mediocre student also, I'll be the first. I'll be able to do it. Okay. Then who is the best student and who is the mediocre student? Who is the best? Uttamaha sishyaha. Prathamaha sishyaha. And who is madhyamaha sishyaha? What is the difference? Shastram talks about three types of disciples. Uttamaha, otherwise said to be prathamaha. Then madhyamaha, a mediocre. And adhamaha. Okay. You can say best, better, good, or good, worse. No, I don't want to say worse, okay. Anyway, uttamaha, the best student. Highly intelligent, brilliant student. And mediocre student, madhyamaha. Who is average student? And adhamaha. Who is dull student? But no student is considered inferior or superior. Okay. That is the capacity in keeping with one's parardha, intellectual capability. Here Shastram says, the student who can understand the mind of a teacher because of his sharpness, understand his thinking, being exposed to the teaching, being exposed to the teaching, living near the teaching, observing the teacher's ways and the lifestyle. The person who understands, who's capable of understanding the teacher's mind and being able to do what the teacher thinks before even he expresses it out. And he is said to be Uttamaha Adhikari. Uttamaha Sishyaha, the best student. The teacher need not open his mouth and say, do this, this is how you have to do. How this capacity to understand the mind of a teacher and fulfilling what the teacher expects before even he says it out, is possible because the student being the intelligent, but yet being around, living with the teacher, observing the teacher, being exposed to his teaching, he develops his capacity to understand and he is able to fulfill the teacher's wish before even he expresses doubt. And Madhyamaha Shishyaha, the mediocre one, of course, he is also capable of fulfilling the teacher's wish or teacher's, what a teacher expresses, only after being instructed and told by the teacher. He will not do it before the teacher tells him to do, but he will do only after being told by the teacher. He is Madhyama Adhikari or Madhyamaha Shishyaha. Student and disciple of mediocre category. And Adhamaha is not mentioned here. Adhamaha is the one who cannot do, who does not do even after being told by teacher many times. Therefore, who will not be able to do without before the teacher tells also. Understand? He is Adhamaha Shishyaha. But here, what Nachiketa means is, he will do whatever has to be done as a duty of a disciple. What is ordained for the best of the disciples, the best disciples, and what is ordained for the disciples of mediocre category. So he will not be doing anything. I mean, he will not be an Adhamaha Shishyaha. That is implied here. Okay? This is the meaning of the first sentence. Bahu namemi prathamaha, bahu namemi madhyamaha. So whatever duty is ordained are to be expected of the best of the disciples, he will be able to do as the first person. And whatever is the duty expected of the students of mediocre category also, he will be able to do as the first person. Okay, next. He says, Kim sud yamasya kartavyam. See, kartavya means should be done, must be done. But here we should take it as an action. What action, what activity, what work should be done for Lord Yama? Kim means what. But Kim Swid, when you add, Kim Yamasya Kartavyam, Kim Yamasya Kartavyam means what duty, what work should be done for Lord Yama? But Kim Svid Yamasya Kartavyam means, oh, I don't know what work is there to be done for Lord Yama. Yat maya adya karishyati. Which means, my father will do something through me. Maya through me adya karishyati. Now my father will do through me. Means what? What work is there for Lord Yama that my father will do it through me? So, what does my father expect me to do for Lord Yama? See, this Nachiketaha is an intelligent boy. He thinks, if he was given to an ordinary other priest, he would make the best use of his time, energy, intellectual sharpness, and also all his capability, all his capacities, which means he will be completely, totally utilized. His time, energy, potentiality, capability, all this will be utilized properly by some priests. Whereas Lord Yama, he's already a lord of a Yamaloka, a big person. So he is not simply sitting alone. He has so many people, servants working for him. So he would be only one among the many people of Lord Yama. So there will not be much to do for Lord Yama. So he was wondering, if I go to Yamaloka, will Lord Yama be able to make the best use of all that I can do? It is not out of arrogance he's thinking. I'm stopping now. We'll read this Bhashyam next class. We'll be faster in following classes. I will not be slow like this. We'll be fast in following classes. It is thorough study in the class itself. You need not go back and do much homework. Understand? In the following classes, when the story gets completed, the serious lesson comes, then we will have a lot of analysis in the class itself. Class will be like giving vision, the class of transferring the vision. Okay. Time being, you can enjoy and relax story. But you, by way of understanding the story, you see the you see how the Vedic culture is presented. How the son thinks, how the father thinks, isn't it? Beautiful. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purna Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.